Hello, and welcome to The Expatriate, a podcast about expatriation and life abroad. I am your host, Ian McIntosh. I am a Canadian citizen living abroad since 2016. Currently, I reside and study in Finland. In this pilot episode, I'll tell my story up until today and hopefully give you a taste of what's to come. My story begins in Chelsea, Quebec, just outside of Ottawa. I lived a pretty ideal life with my parents and my sister. I grew up in a cottage close to the river, swimming and sailing in the summer, skiing and sledding in the winter. My parents were teachers, and we were comfortably middle class. But traveling abroad was usually too expensive. We made the occasional road trip to the USA and one trip to Mexico when I was six. But we never left North America. International teaching was an idea that my parents had circulated a lot in the year before we left, but I'd never really given it any serious thought. I still remember the day they first brought it up as an actual possibility. Summer 2015, they called a family meeting to discuss it. They said it would give us an opportunity to see the world and pay for my sister's university education. I thought it was a cool idea. At the time, I wasn't loving life, you know, high school. And I was ready for a change. I had no idea what I was getting into. Things started to move quickly from there. My parents found their gig at a teacher's conference in Toronto. They were hired by a university in Ankara, Turkey. We started packing up our lives, getting our house ready for sale, and planning the big move. I don't think it really hit me how big a decision our family had just made. I was just sort of along for the ride. It was all so exciting. My sister struggled with it a lot more. This was a tough time for her. She really didn't want to say goodbye to her friends and her life in Canada. Apart from an attempted coup d'etat in Turkey, the months leading up to our departure were relatively uneventful. The house was sold. Our things were in storage. Come August 2016, we were ready to fly. And suddenly, my new life began. Moving halfway across the world is a difficult experience to describe. The first few weeks are like a vacation, dreamy, surreal. So many new experiences, so many new people. But then I started doing normal things, like going to school, buying groceries, making routines. But the dreaminess didn't leave. At least, it didn't for me. This surreal feeling continued. I felt like I was in a dream, like I could wake up back in my bed in Canada. But I never woke up. This feeling didn't leave. I just got used to it. 4 years later, and I still feel it every now and then. There are these two separate lives that I lived. Two bubbles that don't feel connected to each other. My brain can't rationalize these new experiences. They're so different from anything I've experienced before, so it must be a dream. I kept on moving. Through this dream which had become my new reality, I studied hard and finally, after two grueling years in the IB program, I graduated. The summer following graduation, I traveled around Turkey with my cousin, a sort of victory lap. But what to do next? I knew I wanted to study music production, but where? There are plenty of universities in the UK, but they were too expensive. I could move back home, but that's too far from my parents, who are still working in Turkey, so Finland. Population 5.5 million. Sandwiched in between Russia, Sweden, and Norway. One of the happiest countries in the world, apparently. I decided to put down roots in this Nordic paradise for a few reasons. Namely, there aren't that many universities in Europe that offer a music production education in English. Also, tuition here isn't that bad. It's comparable to what I would be paying in Canada, and way cheaper than anything I saw in the UK. I've been living in Tampere for 2 years now. I've settled in well. I enjoy my classes. I have great friends. But I still haven't entirely escaped that feeling. I know that I'm not dreaming anymore. If I was, I don't know where I'd wake up. It's been nearly 4 years since I left Canada. The life that I had doesn't exist anymore. But I still can't shake that sense of unease. It manifests itself as nausea, like butterflies in your stomach. I think maybe it comes from feeling like I don't belong where I am. But if that's the case, where do I belong? Not in Canada. I stopped belonging there a while ago. It will always be where I'm from, but I don't know when, if ever, I will call it home again. I'm a Canadian who doesn't belong in Canada. That doesn't seem right. I get caught in these spirals sometimes. I feel nostalgic or homesick for Canada, and then I'll think, the place you're dreaming of doesn't exist anymore. And then I fall into this pit of existential dread, wondering, where do I belong? But I try to avoid these pits. They're kind of counterproductive to everyday life. It's like you can't spend every minute of every day thinking about the infinite universe and how, on a cosmic scale, our existence is entirely meaningless, because then you wouldn't get very much done. That's why I've created this podcast. It's a place for me to get metaphysical and philosophical, so it doesn't get in the way of my everyday life. I'll bring some other people on here too, and discuss living as an expat, as well as their thoughts on what happens to your cultural and personal identity when you move away from home. This first season will cover life in Finland as an expat, and tell the stories of several expats who currently reside here. I aim to shine an honest light on this country and its people. I want to share the expatriate experience living here, and hopefully have some interesting conversations along the way. I hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening to The Expatriate. Episodes air at 8 a.m. every Thursday. If you want to find out more, you can find us at The Expat Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks to Isabel and Laura for making this episode happen. This is your host, Ian McIntosh, saying goodbye for now. See you next week.